You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Wish I was a father so I could say something.
Well, you can say you an uncle of...
Brian! Uncle of Marcel.
There you go. There you go. And a great teacher coach of the Seminoles.
I try to be. You know what I'm saying?
The Seminoles.
Hey, shout out to my Seminoles, man. Hey, check this out. If any of y'all teens want some smoke with us...
Oh, come, no.
And get it, because we handing out cigarettes.
Oh, no.
You feel me?
Oh, no.
We got it. We got all the smoke with the Seminoles.
Are you coaching kids until we got all the cigarettes?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I can't wait for the season to start.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
All right, you know what time it is, y'all. You know, since Shay is out, play is in, because Shay is, she's having a procedure done, so we're going to have our Shay watch going on.
Yes.
I talked to her yesterday. And we're on better terms, all right? Because I know she was mad at me the past couple of days.
Which ain't nothing new.
Right. We're on better terms. But, so the surgery is delayed, all right?
Oh.
She didn't have it yet. It's going to be delayed.
Why don't you do the breaking news drop?
A couple things. I don't know. We got the Shay Watch music going.
My bad.
But yeah.
My bad, Hasselhoff. Go ahead.
But she's good. She's in good spirits and everything, so... You know, with the Shay Watch, we just want to keep y'all up to breast of what's going on with our good sister, Shay Moore.
Yeah.
But please keep sending your prayers and please keep her in some good spirits. She's okay. You know, she just needed to have a little procedure done.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, everything is all right with her.
So she probably already had that one good meal that she thought she had to wait on. Now she got
right. She
get to have it again.
Now she
got to
have another one.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that. Go on,
to Peace Tree or something.
Ooh, I did that the other week. Man.
I ain't been to Peace Tree
in a minute. That good old sweet tea is still good old sweet tea. Hallelujah.
Damn! Better get you an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, I done that too, but, you know, I had to go back and, you know, do a throwback on it one time. You know what it is.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 right now, your Friday morning, clear in 72 over in Zona Rosa. Time for the Shade with Keyshawn. Yeah.
Well, the queen of soul and one of the most iconic and important voices in the history of recorded sound, a great Aretha Franklin, died yesterday at age 76 in her home in Detroit. Play. We were on air when it happened.
Yeah. Right at the end of the show yesterday. Yeah.
Aretha Franklin remains one of the most charted females on the Billboard magazine list with a whopping 73 charting records. In 1987, Aretha became the first female artist to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. To date, she has sold 75 million records globally, making her one of the best-selling singers in history. She won 18 Grammy Awards, earned Grammy Lifetime Achievement, and a Grammy Living Legend Award. In 1994, she received the Kennedy Center Honor, and in 2005, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Ooh. Learn yourselves on Aretha Franklin.
They don't call her the Queen of Soul for nothing, my
Absolutely.
Brother.
And here's Aretha Franklin on the song that you hear right now, Respect.
At the time, no, it was just good and funky, and I liked it, and my sister and I put the socket to me phrase to it, and of course, a little later on, it became a mantra for civil rights groups and various other people.
Bigger than music.
Yeah, it is, man. I thought it was just about talking to her dude, and then you see how all these people use the song for so many different avenues and different things. And different platforms, man. That's what music's about right there.
And to all my millennials and Generation Z or X, whatever the next one is after that, I want y'all to understand that you just cannot discount history. History repeats itself, and we have to learn from our history in order to go forward with our future. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be on the old guy on the soapbox and none of that. I'm just saying we have to respect and honor our history. I'm a big proponent of that.
And for the youngins out there, trust and believe this, it's not just everybody in the world, different genres of different music. Like, they're all paying respect to Patti LaBelle. Like, I'm thinking about Fox News messing
right,
up.
Yeah.
Putting the Patti LaBelle picture on Aretha Franklin. All these people are showing love to Aretha Franklin. Yeah. It's lovely. It's lovely. But I wish we could do this while they're still alive, like you were mentioning the other day as well.
R.I.P. to the queen, Aretha
Franklin. No doubt.
Speaking of queens, Teyana Taylor, she put Jeremiah on blast earlier this week for mistreating her while on tour. And she announced that she was done with the Later That Night tour, with Jeremiah tweeting that it will now be the KTSE on, I didn't know all that stuff. Seven tour?
I was thinking of Rails, but I don't. I didn't get all that.
It's gonna be the Keep That Same Energy tour, and she's actually coming to Kansas City on in 5 days,
yeah.
August 22nd.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she just book this like last night or something?
No, I think that was that the original date.
I'm not. I think
I
so.
I feel like that was the original date.
You're right.
And they were canceling it, but now I guess it's back on. So if you got your ticket, there you go.
Be ready for some drama.
Right, I would love to hear the shade that's going to happen on this tour now when she's talking on that stage.
Another queen, my personal queen, Jill Scott, according to sources, her and her estranged husband, Mike Dobson, are officially divorced. Scott and Dobson, let me stop being ignorant. They appeared in court in Tennessee where a judge approved their settlement agreement, which invalidated the prenup adoption challenge as part of the divorce. So, Jill Scott, you ever come to the town, you know what I'm saying? We can go to Peachtree
or maybe we can go to Soul Park and maybe roll the yes, indeed.
Chris, I got it for you, Jill Scott. Come holler at a player.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
So last night was my third night on overnight. As soon as I got home and got in the driveway, put the car in park, turned the radio down, I fell asleep right there in my driveway.
Oh, wow.
I was still running, right?
Whoa.
Are you still there in the driveway?
No, I'm on my way home from work now. I just got off at 6:15, and I'm almost home, but I'm awake, so I'll make it in the house this time.
Well, you probably got more sleep than me. Please and believe that.
Well, brother, stop going to Bacala on Thursday nights then.
Hey, brother, stop giving me a hard time on a good time. Okay, how about that?
I actually live in Topeka, and I need to know where Bacala is. I've been trying to go, and I can't. I've been Googling it, and I don't know the address.
Oh, 4704 Independence Avenue. You already know.
Okay, there you go.
Top City, wake up. I see you, Top City. Yeah.
Go ahead and go over there and go see Bella.
Mm.
Yeah, I need to. I need to get out, just serious.
Hey, tell your boy Playback to sit
you. All right, who is this?
This is Elena.
Thank you, Elena.
Have a good day.
Hey, y'all too.
Elena.
You can see they public hair.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is $1,000 Friday. Somebody's going to get hooked up with
who
one.
Who getting that money inside the Playmaker Show?
$1,000 today.
Why you say it like that?
What are you talking about, honey?
You said it so different.
$1,000.
Girl, bye.
Yeah. All right, it is Red Friday. Not only is it $1,000 Friday, it's Red Friday too, baby.
Oh.
Chiefs take on the Falcons tonight.
Shout out to Chris Barnett.
Chris Barnett?
The homie. Twitter.
Oh, yeah, because he liked the Falcons. Yeah. What's up, Chris? Y'all going to get stumped tonight.
Oh, okay. Now you remember him. Now you know how to talk that talk.
That's my dog. I thought you were talking about Tim Barnett. He used to play with the Chiefs, former receiver for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that I would remember him. Yeah.
Here's Andy Reid talking about what to expect for tonight's game.
We'll just evaluate everybody as we go forward for the game. But as far as the quarterbacks go, and that's kind of how the rest of the team goes, as far as play time, we'll go a half with the ones, and then the twos will take third quarter, and then the threes will take the fourth quarter.
What do you look forward to seeing the most tonight?
I need to see Patrick Mahomes at least go on a touchdown drive. I need to see a legitimate drive. Actually, I need two drives, Mahomes, post Mahomes. I need two drives of touchdowns. And I need some sustained offense to be followed through with all of that. All right, so I need my dog, Post Mahomes, to really do his thing tonight.
You always say that he would be better than that. I just came in my head. We keep saying that. What do you think about the defense?
The defense is going to be a work in progress. I'm just being straight up with you right now. There's concerns with Eric Berry and his heel. He got this heel thing going on.
Yeah, what's
so
up with that? Yeah.
Hopefully, there's not another Achilles injury because one Achilles injury is like but two of them, that's like can you even play anymore? Like
especially in this sport.
Yeah, it's not like talking about his skill set, but. Those injuries are so critical to his position.
His position, exactly.
Being a safety.
Yeah.
So
you got to run around back there, yeah.
I don't even think he's going to play tonight. Game time is at 6 o'clock tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. We get to see the new stadium. We haven't really had a chance to see that up close.
Oh, I saw it up close and personal last year.
You did?
When Dak was on the carpet like 8-9 times in that game. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I do remember that. So,
jeez.
6 o'clock tonight, it goes down. Chiefs versus Falcons in Atlanta.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
White Linen Party is going down in just about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks and a couple days, man. September 2nd at the Voodoo Inside Harris Casino. Leela James, Raheem Devon.
Now you want to try to come back.
Now you want to try to come back.
I knew you were coming with it, man.
Casey's on Lavelle. Tickets at KPRS.com. Play, we want to give a morning grind welcome to my dog, Toriano Porter from the Kansas City Star. Yeah. He's in the building this morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Kansas City.
How you doing, man? How you doing
great,
this morning?
Great, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah. Suited and booted over here.
Oh, yeah. Got to represent for the people.
Now, we have Toriano on this morning because there's a situation going on in our Kansas City inner city public schools. And it's not just exclusive to us. You know, every day children miss class because they don't have clean school uniform clothes. Mm. Now, to address this issue, United Way of Greater Kansas City's Loads of Love KC, they're installing washers and dryers inside public school buildings. Play, I don't know if you heard about this, but the program first donated $5,000 for machines at Benjamin Banneker Elementary, and kids are given mesh bags to fill at home, then discreetly return to school for laundry.
Nice, good stuff. Now,
you know, it's important because the kids are going back to school, you know, this week and some last week as well. So I feel like this is an important issue to talk about how this really affects kids and bullying and them not wanting to go to school. And Toriano, you first wrote about this in March.
Yes, sir.
Have you gotten any more information about this program?
Yes, actually, two years ago, Benjamin Banneker received $5,000, and this past school year, the previous year before this last one just passed, they were able to raise $27,000.
Wow.
And they were able to donate to 9 different schools.
Oh, good.
So they're probably going to roll that program out again, you know, coming up here in November. So I would, you know, tell Kansas City people to just get involved so you can help these young people.
Wow. Okay, we're going to get deep into this coming up later on the show. Can you stick around, Toriano?
Oh, yeah.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:20 right now, your Friday morning. Sunny and 72 out in Independence. Time for The Shade would be shining.
Gotta say happy birthday to a couple of our celebrity friends. You know it's Leo season, baby.
Yeah.
All my lions roar out there while I play over there hating.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lil B. He turns 29 today.
Okay.
Jordan Lucas, he turns 30 today.
Okay.
You remember Lil Richie from Family Matters? Brighton McClure?
Man, it's Lil another Richie. Family Matters birthday over there?
Yeah.
Jeez, this Family Matters month?
He turns 32. Lil Richie, he turns 32 today.
Lil Richie?
Yeah, remember the little light-skinned?
Was he like a little baby then?
The little light-skinned boy with the curly hair.
I think I probably stopped watching when the little babies came in.
And happy birthday, Lil Pump.
Okay.
He turns 20.
Toriano, I heard that's your jam in the club right there.
That ain't my joint. That ain't my joint at all.
You request that personally.
Of course, y'all know, you know, National Be Shining Day is tomorrow, so you know. Happy birthday, everybody born on August 17th. Nicki Minaj. No, she's been into it this week, Play.
A lot.
Well, she appears to have dressed her feud with Lil' Kim. She spoke on female rappers in the industry who apparently have came after her in a interview that she did yesterday, Play.
No way, shape, or form do I not think it's a good thing to open doors, because doors were opened for me. And when I was on the Come Up DVDs, if you play my interviews, I didn't only name Foxy in all of my interviews. I named several females over and over and over. But they don't tell you that story about me. Right. They only have one narrative. Someone got at me. A veteran got at me, and I hit them with Roman's revenge, and then I kept on going. Because what am I supposed to do? Not feed my family? So I did what I had to do. Prior to that, I was bigging them up over and over and over and over and over.
You know, Shay and I, we talk about this a lot, about people pitting our black ladies against each other. Mm-hmm. I'm just really tired of it, to be honest with you. There's no need to compare. There's no need to fight or none of that. Both of them are great in their own little way.
But that's hip hop. No?
Yeah, no? But no.
Yeah, it's hip hop, you know, at some point, hip hop has to evolve. As you know, as people, amen. We have to evolve.
No, I hear you. I mean, I hear you, but.
And it ain't just hip hop.
You can't cut back on somebody. Don't expect nobody to come back at you, Nikki. That's what the name of the game. What did we talk about earlier with Aretha, right?
It's not a hip hop thing. It's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing.
That's what I'm getting to.
But what did we talk about the other day with Aretha? You gotta show respect to the veterans, the people that held you down. So she has to show respect to Kim and Foxy, you know.
I feel Nikki, if somebody were to come at her, what is she supposed to do with
it? Yeah, I feel you. It goes both ways, no doubt.
Travis Scott announced his upcoming Astroworld Wish You Were Here tour. He revealed the news on Twitter, but instead of coming to KC, he's going to go to Omaha, Nebraska, fam.
Omaha!
Come on, dog.
People be mad about when shows don't come here.
Because you know why we feel mad? We've been mad because we feel disrespected. Like, how dare you go to Omaha and not come to Kansas City?
I feel like people go to Omaha because of Warren Buffett. I seriously believe people do that just to go holler at him and make that tour stop.
About Travis Scott, fam?
Dude, you see Warren Buffett? He talks to he's cool with everybody.
What more do you want from me?
Dude is heavily connected out here in these streets.
I just want my baby.
Okay, all right. Hopefully there's a second.
But where's that same energy when Jay and Beyonce don't come here? Nobody's on Twitter.
It is the same energy. Everybody is upset.
Y'all scared at Beehive, but don't care about Travis's Hive, though.
Everybody's upset.
Y'all don't want to go with Beyonce, though. Everybody's on Twitter. Travis Scott ain't coming for me. Beyonce and Jay will come. Oh, man, but Jay, Beyonce,
they
cool.
Be bad,
I'm
going
to go to Minnesota. I'm going to go to St. Louis. I'm going to do that. But Travis won't come here. He's going to Omaha. Boom, boom, boom. But Jay-Z went to Lincoln.
Why are you so hyped?
Because I want y'all to keep that same energy on Jay and Beyonce that y'all do with Travis.
But they do that, though. I be seeing people be mad at Beyonce.
I don't see those same people.
Oh, man.
There must be two sides. Quoted Shawty Love.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got my dog, Toriano Porter, in the building, writer for the Kansas City Star.
That's my dog, for sure.
What's happening?
Yeah, and this morning we're talking about a serious issue with some of our children, you know, in Kansas City. Some kids miss class because simply they don't have clean uniforms. And that could really sway a lot of kids from going to class and getting bullied and getting picked on. It's really a deep, deep issue. But there's a program from the United Way of Greater Kansas City. It's called Loads of Love, KC, and it installs washers and dryers inside public school buildings. Now, The Root, which is a national publication, they just wrote about this, and a New Jersey school is doing the same thing, as similar to the program I just mentioned. But Toriano Porter, he was on this story in March. Did you ever have a chance to talk to any of the kids or any of the teachers?
Well, I had a chance to talk to a couple of principals and also assistant superintendent, and what they told me was the first year in Benjamin Banneker, attendance improved by 10% from the previous year. Now, is there a direct correlation? We don't know. But you can't, you know, look past that. And that's one of the things that they wanted to do, improve attendance. So it's working, but it's more work to do, I would say.
What more work can be done?
More donations. Again, from one school to nine schools in a year's time. So they're going to probably roll out that program again, Loads of Love KC, and try to get it in more schools. And if you can get those washers and dryers in most of the schools that need them most in the district, do you know how much that would improve attendance? Mm-hmm. And when you improve attendance, you automatically improve the achievement of the students.
Yeah. This initiative was patterned after Whirlpool's Care Counts laundry program. Now, according to Whirlpool, nationwide attendance rates for high-risk students, those who miss 15 or more days in the school year, improve from 81 to 92%, the 10% that you just alluded to, Toriano Porter. And then teacher survey reported 89% of students had increased classroom participation, while 95% had more motivation in class.
The numbers don't lie. Those are phenomenal numbers.
And those are things that I'm just thinking about right now, I take for granted. Like, I always never had to worry about having to clean clothes or a meal in the morning or having to think about what to wear for school. That's just crazy to think about.
I mean, you know, I went to Northeast, and Northeast doesn't, you know, we don't have the best reputation for, you know, having the best students. We got a lot of, you know, at-risk students. It's really an economical problem, and it's real deep. So I can really understand this issue and why some kids just would not want to go to class, because some kids, they are ruthless.
Merciful. Yeah. Merciless, boy. Merciless. I want to say the word. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Nah, we all been through it. I know what you're talking
about. Absolutely.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got my dog, Toriano Porter from the Kansas City Star in the building with us this morning, talking about an important program called Loads of Love KC, installing washers and dryers inside public school buildings, because some kids just don't want to go to school because of bullying issues, or they have dirty clothes and they cannot afford to get them washed. You talked about before the break was up last time about the parents being involved.
Yes.
Just kind of expand on that a little bit more.
Well, I was talking to one of the assistant principals of the school district when I wrote this article, and what he told me was parental engagement and involvement has improved within the schools. Parents can come up. I know, you know, you were saying earlier how they send the kids home with discreet bags. Mm-hmm. Well, in the same token, parents can come up, sit with their kid for an hour, do their laundry. And that's phenomenal. You get the parents in the building, you get them involved, the kids see the parents come up. And you know, that's always important when your child see you come to their school. And they're able to interact with the principals and the teachers as well. So it's a really great program, and that's kind of why we wrote about it. We wanted to advocate for it, and we feel like there's a need, and people in Kansas City should be aware.
Yeah. It's a deep, deep issue, man. I swear it is, because the chronic absenteeism is still a concern, as you wrote in your article in the Star, because the district earned full accreditation in 2016 for the first time in 30 years, but it failed to do so in 2017 because of poor student attendance and high student mobility. And that, to me, is hand in hand with this issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as like you said earlier, it boils down to an economic issue. Mm-hmm. When you're struggling, as mom and dad, you're struggling, you're moving from house to house, you move from place to place, it affects the kids, it affects their academics. And the key here is to, you know, just kind of address this thing step by step. And one of the biggest things that they came up with was let's address this issue of not having clean clothes, and that's what they've done.
Any way that people can help?
You know, that's actually, I'm glad you said that, because yes, they can text Love KC to 41444, and they can also visit the website Loads of Love KC. And this is a United Way campaign.
Shout out to United Way.
Yeah,
that's real deal.
That article is posted up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page under the Hot Trending Topic. Toriano Porter, thank you so much, dog, for giving us your time.
Can I give a shout out to all the teachers and educators and leadership out here in these school districts doing their thing, teaching our babies, teaching our kids?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. That goes without said. They're great people. They're great people.
I'm telling you, they should get paid more.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Break the bank, baby.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Play, our ladies, they go through so much stuff. Sometimes they can't have beauty without pain. Some of the ladies can. Mm. Farrah Beauty Salon in Thailand. This is a true story, all right? They shared images of a client with eyelash extensions that had been applied with super glue at another salon.
What?
Bruh, completely sealing her eyelid shut. Now, luckily, the technician at Farrah was able to help her out by using oil to dissolve the glue and then scraping off the extensions. The woman's natural eyelashes were completely destroyed. Also, it probably would have been smarter for the poor woman to head to a hospital, but she decided, she was like, I'm going to get these lash extensions today. Bruh, can you imagine going through some of that stuff?
Super glue?
Super glue.
Gorilla glue?
I don't know what beauty salon she went to before she went to this Farrah Beauty Salon, but she got to get her lawyer together.
Good thing she went to the other salon.
You mean to the Farrah Beauty one?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Like, what if you had to, like, the barbershop, and then, like, you know, you made a mistake at home and you cut your mustache off or something like that, and then the dude at the barbershop want to super glue you a mustache on.
Nah, bruh, nah. I just have to take that L, man.
Come on.
Just gotta take that L.
You ain't gonna let nobody super glue no hairline, man. no beard extensions or nothing like that to you.
Nah, man. Nah. I just gotta take the L, man. Work with what God gave me. You know what I'm saying? But ladies, be careful when you're getting your eyelashes ready for that white linen party coming up on Sunday, September 2nd. Be careful.
I cannot imagine. Can you imagine the pain she was going through? Like, she cannot open. How does she get to the salon, like
your
though?
It's like your eyelids are sealed shut.
Eyelids were sealed shut. Like, how does she get over to the other salon if she can't see?
Right. You can't even call an Uber or nothing. What do you do? That's crazy.
Check that story out on the High 103 Jails Facebook
Thailand,
page.
What y'all doing over there?
Yeah, I don't know what they doing, but I'm staying far away
I'm
from
cool
that, my brother.
On that.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 right now. Sunny and 73 over in Liberty. Time for The Shade with B'Shani.
Man, play yesterday. We had an unfortunate passing, a queen of soul and one of the most iconic and important voices in the history of recorded sound. The great Aretha Franklin died at the age of 76 near her home in Detroit.
One of the greatest singers of all time, male or female.
Aretha Franklin remains the most charted female on the Billboard magazine list with a whopping 73 charting records. In 1987, Aretha became the first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today, she has sold 75 million records globally, making her one of the best-selling singers in history. Mm. She won 18 Grammy Awards, earned Grammy Lifetime Achievement, and a Grammy Living Legend Award. In 1994, she received the Kennedy Center Honor, and in 2005, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Here is Aretha Franklin talking about the song you hear playing in the background, Respect.
At the time, it was just good and funky, and I liked it, and my sister and I put the socket to me phrase to it, and of course, a little later on, it became a mantra for civil rights groups and various other people.
Way bigger than music, man.
What's your favorite Aretha song?
Oh God. You hit me on the spot, bro, and I got my favorite one. It was the one that came out in the early 70s. The Jacksons was dancing to it. Come on, man, help me out.
It's your song. It's my song. I don't know. You tell me. You know, I grew up on the 80s Aretha.
I go with Freeway of Love.
Yeah, I was gonna say I grew up on Freeway of Love. I grew up on Who's Zooming Who. Until You Come Back to Me is a classic.
You go a Natural Woman. Yeah, Until You Come Back to Me was a good one.
I Say a Little Prayer is a gem. Something He
Chain
Could Feel.
Chain of Fools.
Man, she had it all, bro. She did a lot. The song with George Michael I grew up on, Knew You Were Waiting For Me, dope.
R.I.P. to Aretha Franklin, man.
Dope.
Speaking of queens, Teyana Taylor, she announced that she is going on tour without Jeremiah. Mm. Now, you already know, we reported yesterday that her and Jeremiah had got into it or whatever.
Yeah.
So she's going on tour, and then she said that Danny Lee is going to be her special guest on this tour, and that she's coming to Kansas City actually this week on August 22nd at the Arvis Bank Theater at the Midland.
So she's still going to pretty much take over the Jeremiah tour without Jeremiah.
Yes.
So we already know who won that battle then.
Well, of course, Teyana won because, you know, she got a husband. He ain't taking none of that.
I ain't taking no show.
You think Jeremiah wanted with Iman Shrumpert?
Nah, I don't think Jeremiah wanted with him, but we'll see how interesting to see what Jeremiah will do coming up. Cause it's like two tours that he had issues with somebody else. He had an issue with Party Next Door when they went on tour. And
I forgot about that.
So yeah, I don't know. Is he the diva that she making him out to be? We'll see.
By the way, the song I was referring to was Rocksteady. That was the song I was thinking
that was the song. I just don't remember the Jacksons dancing to it. I just don't remember that. It was
in a movie or something I was watching, and the Jacksons was dancing to Rocksteady.
By the way, shout out to TV1. They're actually going to air a couple of documentaries or interviews on TV1 Saturday. Looks like morning. So make sure you check it out. Check out your TV guide and figure that out there.
R.I.P. Aretha Franklin. Why you mad doing away at 8:38, y'all?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.